Welcome to episode 77 of the Women of Marvel podcast, where the women of Marvel assemble to talk all things Marvel and more. Kicking off episode 77, I'm Adri Cowan, the social media manager.
I'm Emily Shaw, and with a new title of associate editor.
Yay!
Oh my God!
Congrats! Thank you, guys.
I think you surprised everyone else here, except
no,
for me.
Really? Yeah.
No,
really?
No, I knew.
Did you guys know?
I know.
Oh, okay, good.
I came by and I said congratulations.
She did.
Big deals.
Yeah. It's a pretty big deal. Everybody knows about it, so yeah.
I'm Sana Amana, the director of content and character development.
And I'm Judy Stevens, producer. So welcome to 2016, guys. This, although we are already in 2016, this is our wrap-up of 2015. We hope you guys enjoyed the over 50 podcasts we did in 2015.
Crazy.
50, guys. Isn't that crazy?
That's a lot of hours that we took away from the office to do the things that we are actually paid to do. And to bring you some podcasts.
A lot of traveling.
Lots of traveling. Props to Judy. Judy, who has been editing all of our podcasts and wrangling all of us to show up and have something to say.
Basically, this podcast wouldn't happen without Judy.
Yes.
Agreed. So thank you,
Judy. Thank you, Judy. Thanks for dealing with us.
No problem. Thanks for dealing when I make up words.
Oh, yes. No, we're still dealing.
We love that about Judy. So what do we have on the docket today?
So we've got a little list of all the podcasts we've done. So we sort of want to go through and spotlight a couple of them, talk about which ones were our favorite, why we wanted to talk about those and just highlight ones. Plus, we're going to talk a little bit about the events that we did in 2015, sort of a highlight. And then we'll talk about what's happening in 2016 for the Women of Marvel.
Well, we've been doing this podcast for well over a year now, right? What's our actual anniversary date? Have we figured that out?
I think it's either late May or early June.
Okay, so we've been doing this
in 2014.
2014, yes. It's been about a year and a half.
Yeah.
Wow, that's. I feel like we should really be proud of ourselves.
We should take ourselves out for a cocktail.
That's like any day of the week.
Oh,
that's
right.
Like,
yeah.
That's
a special
all the time.
Cocktail.
Yeah. So I feel like that is definitely something. When I'm thinking about like the first time we thought about doing this and how it seemed like a lot of work at the time. And we're like, are we going to have enough things to talk about? Like, what are we going to keep doing? And we had so many things to talk about, which is so great because it's the Women of Marvel podcast. And to all of us people who think that, you know, there's not enough ladies doing comics or there's not enough content around women in comics, there clearly is because we have well over, 50 episodes this year. But I think, what's our total count? Like,
So this is 77.
That's 77th
episode.
77.
Yeah. Right, Adri said that earlier. Oh, God.
Well, also because like we were, you know, I feel like we've learned how to do podcasts as we've done this. In the beginning, we sort of like would just show up in a room and talk, and we'd be like, "What episode is this?" And we're like, "We don't know." And then later, I would
so
edit
it
and I'd be like, "Oh, we need
it's a so little now, different."
So now
but
we have
not
to like,
really.
And we have an official song now.
Yeah, we're legit.
We're even going to get more official in 2016.
Yeah,
like maybe even a little bit more.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll talk about that towards the end. But let's kick off. Let's do the recap of 2015. What made 2015 so awesome for all of us? Like, Judy, how do you feel this year went for you?
Well, 2015 was great in many different regards. Before the Women of Marvel, I feel like we really we traveled. We took the brand and the name across the country. A bunch of us all did different panels and events. But what I really hope that we did with the podcast was we showed that there was such diversity in the way that women work in this industry, and not just in comics, but in We were able to get a couple actors. We had not only from our own spectrum, but from outside. And we also had tons of TV talent, Netflix. We've got S.H.I.E.L.D. people. We talked to cosplayers. We talked to fellow Marvel people. We had our female lawyers on.
Yeah.
We had we started a series from interns to family where we talked to people about how they transitioned from an intern to working at Marvel. We've had creators on. We've had graphic designers. We did a thing about young women in science. I mean, like, I'm just looking at this list. I had to type this all out, by the way, because we didn't have a list.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
So it was actually like a learning lesson of like what we did. And we started our new series, Marvel Method, and we were hoping to do a lot more with that in 2016. But we talked to Tom Brevoort, and that was a great podcast.
That was a highlight. Yeah, that was actually one of my favorites, was talking to Tom Brevoort about comics, because when he had originally brought up the Women – and he's talked about the Women of Marvel podcast to other people – but he also says, I only really listen to the episodes that have anything to do with me. So we decided to try to mention his name every so often in a podcast.
Can you explain to anyone who has not listened to that episode who Tom Brevoort is? Because to us, he's like this fixture at Marvel.
Yeah, so Tom Brevoort is executive editor and like SVP executive. Lots of executive sort of titles in his name. Important guy. He's been at Marvel for a very, very long, very long time. He interned here. And kind of worked his way up through the whole system, and now is probably personally one of my favorite editors at Marvel, but also very well accomplished. He's edited so many comics. He's on our biggest comics at the moment, and is like an actual living Marvel encyclopedia for anything that has happened. If you have a question about what happened in Amazing Spider-Man 500 or 15, he will tell you, because he just remembers all of those things. I can't remember like what happened in Ms. Marvel number 5, so, and that was like last year, so I'm not sure. I don't know how he has that. It's a special skill.
No, he's like a human reference desk. It's insane and very, very useful in case you are like me and lazy and have a question about continuity. You just walk over to Tom Brevoort and ask him.
Yeah, he's like the Google of
Marvel.
He is human Google. It's very true.
He really is. It's really disturbing sometimes, the things he knows. But the great thing is also what I really appreciate is he hosts like a reading circle every week, and he talks to the other editors, and now interns are welcome, and we talk about our books that, you know, we've put out, and he wants to get people's takes on, like, you know, what they liked, what they didn't like. It's very constructive, which I think is very helpful, especially for junior editors, because Tom really has philosophy on editing. You know, he's done it for so long, and it's very helpful, and it's also really entertaining to see Tom Brevoort interact with people who are, like, you know, 20 years younger than him, and he has all of this experience, and it's just a sight to see, because he's also now like developing a sense of humor that is a little bit more attuned to this younger generation. So it's always a lot of fun seeing Tom trying to get hip with it a little bit. Yeah, he does get hip with it. But he's an awesome guy. You should definitely obviously check out his books, but check out the podcast that we did with him.
Yeah, it was episode 61 for those who have not had the chance to listen to it. And for those listening at home, we will have all of these podcasts listed in our 2015 recap on Marvel.com with the links. I'm not looking forward to doing that, but I will do it for
you,
Judy.
Judy, what was your favorite moment from 2015?
I feel like this year has accumulated, like 2015 has accumulated my ability to talk to different people. But really, what was one of the best experiences was talking to Stephanie Messalansky, who is the costume designer of Daredevil season 1 and Jessica Jones season 1, and her podcast, which is, I'm looking to see what exact episode it is for those who have not listened to it. It is episode 73. We just did it recently. We spent almost 45 minutes talking to Stephanie about her life story, why she wanted to be a costume designer, what her day-to-day is, just everything. And, like, just being able to, like, interact with Stephanie and learn so much about costume design. On top of that, like talking to Ann Foley, who is the costume designer of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We also had a podcast earlier with her. But just like becoming involved in the costume design community is like amazing. It's like my dream come true. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's like merging all the things that you love in one place, like comics and then designing clothes and costumes and stuff. And actually, after that interview, then I started watching Jessica Jones, and I paid attention to all of the detailing, which Stephanie, if you're listening, you did an amazing job, because every, like, just the, she hit all of the notes so beautifully, like, even in terms of the ties and... the lighting actually really complemented it, too, because whoever did the lighting and set design, like, understood the pivotal moments. It wasn't too much in your face, but it was there so that you understood that this is, you know, a Kilgrave moment or a Jessica Jones moment or whatever it is. But very, very well done. And I loved Jessica's look and...
Her jeans.
I thought about this a lot, actually.
They were, like, perfect. I don't understand. And after talking to Stephanie about distressing and making things look worn and making things look like, you know, they're not brand new, I mean, wow. Like, those look like she wore those every day.
Yeah.
And, like, good job.
Yeah. Well, and so on top of that, like, we are really hoping to expand. I mean, we definitely have tons of podcasts already banked and ready to go in January for Agent Carter. We're talking to the actors. We're talking to the line producer. We're talking to the special effects supervisor. And so we're looking to do that more and more, not only just with Agent Carter and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but we're also hoping to do that with Daredevil and Luke Cage in 2016. So look for that. But there...
Are we supposed to be talking about what we're doing, then talk about 2016?
Well, you know what? I'm getting really excited, Adrian. You're editing me. But also, if you guys are looking for any of the other amazing podcasts we did for Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we talked to Ann Foley in episode 42. And then we also talked to Deborah Ann Wool in episode 41 about Marvel's Daredevil. Also, we talked to Clark Gregg. We had the honor of having him on the podcast, where he talked about working with powerful women and talked about his daughter, who's in science, on episode 39. That was actually a really great podcast to have him on.
Yeah, episode 39 with Clark Gregg was, I think, one of my favorites. I really liked talking to him about his daughter, and it was very touching, actually. He is really down to earth, and I love just sitting in the room with him in this. Where were we in this room?
No, we were in Thor.
Oh, okay.
We brought him to
a legit room.
Okay, because where we are right now is like a glorified storage room. But really, it was just. I loved hearing about how important it was to him that his daughter was able to see powerful females in the industry. And that was one of my favorite moments, I think.
Yeah, he seems like a pretty, pretty cool guy. I've never met him, but he's like very much immersed in the Marvel family and, you know.
He's really like psyched to be here. Yeah. You can tell. I mean, he loves being part of this family.
Yeah, I mean, he does kind of have a whole show around him.
So kind of.
I would be psyched too.
Yeah. He seems like he would just be like an amazing dad. I don't know why I feel that way, but just like something about like his energy, I just feel like he just has like such like a fatherly vibe. So.
Yeah, I can see that.
What was your favorite moment of 2015, Emily?
I'll tell you, Adri. this is one is fairly recent. We recorded an ESPN podcast with Carrie Champion, and just to give a little bit of context, we are not fancy ladies necessarily. You guys can't see us, but you know, one might describe us as a little schlubby sometimes. We don't dress up to go to work, so we show up at the ESPN offices, which are not too far from here, and there was this whole camera crew set up, and there was like it looked very, very legitimate. I've never been in a situation where I felt like I was actually on, you know, real TV, and it made me feel very fancy. It was a little bit nerve-wracking because we did not expect to be filmed, but that part of it was actually pretty cool, and Carrie asked some really amazing, insightful questions and let us reflect about sort of the larger goals of this podcast and what we're trying to do and the people we're trying to reach and
we, you know, all talked about what it's like to be ladies and industries that are not so lady heavy. And, you know, it was really, I found it very inspiring and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, we are actually going to be doing a podcast, sort of our version of the ESPNW podcast. I mean, it's probably going to be a little bit more dumbed down because we don't have the fancy studio like they did, and the free tall glasses of water that they gave us, and real glasses.
It was an official broadcaster. Nailed it. She does interviews professionally, like that's her job, and she's so good at it. And that's not really our job.
So yeah, we're casual. We're like casual comics ladies.
We learn on the go.
No, but I loved your description, Emily, of that because it was very like Women of Marvel-esque, because we showed up, we just expected to be on the podcast, right? And then we get there and we look at each other like, oh crap, they're filming this.
Yeah.
And we immediately ran to the bathroom and like tried to ungrease our hair because
semi-successfully, possibly.
No, so if you've seen that video, that's why.
We will make sure to link to that for you guys who did not get a chance to listen to it. It's really great, and we talk about Impact 25.
Yeah.
Which is, the covers are stunning.
Yes. So the Impact 25, it's still going on right now. It is a group of, influencers and athletes who have made an impact in women's sports in the last year. And what was really great is that we had the opportunity to bring these women to comics life and hire our really amazing Marvel artists to put their take on their superhuman take on these women, who I think are already superhuman in themselves. So every one of them are stylistically different. They all say something about, you know, who these women actually are, from a actual human being perspective. I'm going to say character perspective because I'm so used to comics, but it's really, really well done, and a really empowering sight to see in terms of, you know, what ESPNW is doing and what we are doing here, particularly with the Women of Marvel podcasts and panels, but specifically at Marvel at Large, is trying to find a way to, take the traditionally overlooked individuals and characters and highlight the fact that these are all unique, powerful voices and beings, and we should celebrate that. So having that together just really made sense. I feel like our missions are very much aligned, and I'm very excited about it. So you should check that out, www.espnw.com/Marvel. And you can look at all of the beautiful images and also the artist transitions from like sketch to full color. So that was a fun one.
That's episode 76 for those listening at home.
All right.
Another thing that we've been doing this year, which hopefully everyone has been enjoying, is the reading guides.
Yeah.
So basically intros to a movie or a TV series that's about to start to sort of get you guys refreshed and understanding about who these characters are. We did one for Daredevil. We also did one for Ant-Man. Secret Wars, so for those who are getting used to the Secret Wars. And then also we did one for Jessica Jones. Star Wars, that's right. We just did the Star Wars one. We had the editors of the Star Wars books, Jordan and Heather, on to talk a little bit about how Star Wars has become part of the Marvel Comics spectrum and sort of the books out that you guys can look to as you binge
catch up on everything Star Wars prior to the movie.
Right? Yes. Well, the movie will be out by this point.
Hopefully
everyone went and saw the movie. It's great.
Well, because I started... I'm planning on binging it this week, but I started already episode 4 to get started, and then I have the comics, and then I'm going to go read and then watch episode 5. So this week is going to be very intense because we're watching the movie on Wednesday, right? No,
yes,
Thursday.
I'm like, when do you have time to watch and read these things?
I'm not really going to have time, but I'm going to make it happen.
This week is pretty crazy.
Hopefully, like, our podcast will boost sales for them, because I feel like they're going to be struggling.
Yeah, they're really struggling right now.
It's really hard to find an audience for those books.
Yeah.
Another thing that we did this year was we recorded all of the panels that we did this year. Really excited that we were able to go. The Women of Marvel podcast was able to go to 3 cons this year. Plus, we also attended a couple book events. You guys can tune into the ACBC Atlantic City Boardwalk Con panel that we did in May, and that's on episode 46. And we also were live from San Diego Comic-Con with a great group of ladies, wide variety from both TV. We had Anne Foley, who's the costume designer of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We had Megan Bradner on, who is the VP of production. Plus, we had a bunch of comic creators. We had Marguerite. I was on it. So you were there, Sana, right?
I was there, yes. Yeah. Thanks for remembering.
Yeah,
I was there, awesome. But I didn't say literally a word.
Everybody was there except for me, guys.
Aww, you were there in spirit, Emily.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that to be a poor Emily moment. I was just, you know, expediting.
And then we also were at the New York Comic Con panel, which was great. We had 11 women on stage, full room, standing room only, hoping to get a bigger room next year.
Yeah, I hope so. Those are always a lot of fun. I feel like everyone comes into that particular panel at New York Comic Con like really energized and ready to go. Like people who've go every single year and excited, and people who are like, oh, I've heard about it. And we actually would like to give us a special shout out, because right prior to the convention, Time Out New York did like top 10 panels to see at New York Comic Con, and we were one of them. Was the Women of Marvel panel, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's
that
pretty
we
awesome.
Were on that.
It makes sense, though. It's such a great energy at that panel. You know, people really come in wanting to be supportive. It feels like a community. You know, it has a very different feeling than a lot of the panels at Comic-Con.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, this one feels like, I think people are going to support something versus just gain information. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that maybe is an additional force that we have working for
us. Yeah, I think it's one of those few moments where people can come ask us questions. You know, we're just in a room, with no windows, talking to each other. And sometimes you guys send us questions, but like being able to come up to us and have a one-on-one interaction, you know, after the panel, I think makes the experience so much better. And the other thing that we did this year, which was really great, was, well, first of all, you went to BookCon with... to talk about Black Widow Forever Red.
This was a big Women of Marvel kind of... year, I think, especially because we launched the Black Widow Forever Red young adult book with Disney Publishing. So Margaret Stoll wrote this, and she is just brilliant. I mean, this book, I think, one of the reasons I love this book was because it acted as a real gateway across genres. So it wasn't just for comic book fans, it was also for young adult readers. And I think it helped pull young adult readers into the comic book world, too. And, you know, It was a very cinematic book, but it still like really appeals to that young adult reader audience. But I went to BookCon, which is the large book convention at the Javits in New York City, and it was awesome. I loved talking about this with Margaret, and then we did a couple of other events. Judy, you attended. Which one did you go to? There was a book tour for...
Yes, so we joined, we were lucky enough to join Margaret on her book tour in October, the week after San Diego Comic Con. So I was there for the San Francisco date and the Los Angeles date, which were amazing experiences. I've never been on a book tour obviously I don't write books, so, but it was such a great experience, like doing book events, and we made it kind of like we did little like costume contests at the events, and we did we played Alien Racer Cheese at the LA date, and we also had a surprise guest of Elizabeth Henstridge at the LA date, and that was really great for her to be there. They're just, you know, it's another experience where, you know, we can meet the fans and remember who we're talking to out there.
Yeah, and then the book hit a New York Times bestseller list.
Consistent. It was like
consistently.
I think it still is on the New York Times bestseller list, actually. It's been consistently on it. What I loved about, I got to work on the book with Margaret and obviously with Emily Meehan from Disney Publishing. I was just very excited about the fact that we're working with Margaret in general because she's such a powerful person within the YA community. She's so passionate and so excited. She's a huge, also, Marvel fan. So she fangirls out, like just really, like the best of them. And it's been really, really great to work with her because she also has done a few other comics for us recently, namely the Red Widow comic that we did. Red Widow is featured in Black Widow Forever Red YA, and we did like a quick little short about some of her background. It was written by Margaret Stoll, drawn by Nico Leone, really beautifully done. But, you know, hopefully we'll have Margaret doing some more comics with us in the future, cross fingers. But just a really great experience overall, and we're looking forward to Volume 2 of Black Widow, which I don't have the on-sale date for yet, but that will be coming out. She's hard at work on it, and once again, just as crazy and excited. And she's really been such a great ambassador for us. Like, we never asked her to do it. She's like, I want to do it, and she's been going out, you know, at sort of all these YA conventions and conferences that she has and promoting Marvel and promoting that work, so...
Yeah, if you we talked to her a little bit about Black Widow Forever Red on episode 60, and she is an amazing person to just listen to because she is so excited.
Yes. And so accomplished.
Yeah.
You know, she wrote, for those of you who don't know, she wrote Beautiful Creatures, which eventually ended up being turned into a film, and which I thought was very good. Both versions were great. So that's definitely an episode to check out. So that's, I mean, it sounds like we had a pretty
or we could keep on talking year. About the sheer amount of podcasts we did this year, but I think we'll stop.
Yeah, let's talk about what we can expect in 2016.
Ooh, well, first and foremost, Agent Carter is on the air in January on Tuesday on ABC, January 19th. And I was lucky enough to go on set when I was in LA in November and knock out a whole bunch of podcasts with them. So first and foremost, we have an amazing interview with Haley Atwell. She is just the way that you talk to her. It's just she's so intelligent and thoughtful and just loves her fans and just every element. So we have that. After that, we've got we talked to the writers, including Tara Butters and Michelle Fizikas. And then we have a behind the scenes podcast that features the line producer, Sarah White, the special effects supervisor. And we also talked to Gigi Melton, who is the costume designer for Agent Carter. And she is magical. I love her. She's so sweet and adorable, but she's such a great costume designer. It's amazing. And we have also got a couple Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast upcoming, including we talk to Ming-Na Wen, and we also have a behind-the-scenes one where we also talk to the writers and a couple other people behind the scenes. Plus, I feel like I have so much more scheduled out.
You'll just have to wait and see.
Dun, yeah. Dun, dun.
I feel like this year is going to be, you know, very different for us in the sense that now we have this platform not only to engage, you know, the women working behind the scenes at Marvel, but also, like, the community at large and, you know, our fans and people who are reading our comics, who are just, you know, taking in all of our content from in various platforms. So hopefully next year is really going to, you know, elevate, you know, what we've already been doing, but find different opportunities for us to continue to use this platform to engage these audiences in unique and different ways. And we have a few things coming up, which I obviously cannot talk about, but I'm very excited about because now people are paying attention and they care about what we're doing because women in comics is a thing. So it's I'm looking forward to what 2016 is going to bring for us, and hopefully we'll have even more guests behind the scenes within the comic side of things as well.
Yeah, and we want to hear too about what you loved in 2015 because that's going to help us decide what direction we go to in the future. So tell us on Twitter with the hashtag Women of Marvel.
You can also email them to us at womenof@marvel.com.
I also want to do, and we had brought this up before, and we'll try to figure out exactly where it's going to land, but trying to do another Marvel method specifically about the writing process I think would be great, because like I loved when we did the actual design a character one, when we did it from the comics perspective and then from the artist perspective and then into the actual costume designing. So something about the storytelling process from a writer's perspective within comics, a TV writer's perspective, and editors as well, I think would be very illuminating. And it's always just a great conversation to have, like a writer's table session about like what we do here on a daily basis and how we figure out how a story works and how a Marvel story works too. Because we're doing this every single week. We're constantly putting books out, and it's crazy the sheer amount of like work that it takes, but also the small amount of time that we have in order to get all of it done. So hopefully we'll have that out also in the next year.
Yeah. So hopefully you guys enjoy 2016. You know, definitely let us know if there are things, people you want on the podcast, you know, topics, things like that. We will try to tackle them. Are there events you would like us to go to? Let us know. And we will try our best to tackle as many. I think that's a good summary. We just hit 30 minutes, guys.
Nice.
We did really well. Yay. We will see you guys next week. This is Marvel, your universe.